Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering, how do you feel about questions in IELTS speaking? As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I've noticed that how do you feel about questions often leave students feeling a little apprehensive in the IELTS speaking test. These questions aim to assess not just your vocabulary, but also your ability to express personal opinions and feelings clearly and convincingly. Don't worry, though. With a little guidance and practice, you can confidently handle these questions and boost your speaking score. Understanding the importance of how do you feel about questions. These questions are crucial in the IELTS speaking test because they go beyond simple facts. They require you to offer your subjective viewpoint on a topic. Assess fluency and coherence. Your ability to articulate your feelings and link ideas demonstrates your command of the language. Showcase vocabulary range. You can use a variety of words and phrases to describe emotions and opinions, effectively answering how do you feel about questions. Here's a breakdown of how to approach these questions effectively. 1. Listen carefully and understand the question. Before you launch into an answer, ensure you've grasped the examiner's question fully. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification if needed. 2. Take a moment to gather your thoughts. A brief pause to collect your thoughts is perfectly acceptable and demonstrates you're considering your response carefully. 3. Express your feelings clearly. Use a range of vocabulary to express your emotions authentically. Positive feelings. I'm passionate about. I find it incredibly fulfilling. It brings me a lot of joy. Negative feelings. I'm quite apprehensive about. I find it somewhat overwhelming. It tends to make me a bit anxious. Mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings about this, on one hand, but on the other hand. 4. Provide reasons for your feelings. Don't just state your emotions, back them up with reasons and examples. This adds depth and weight to your response. Example: I'm a big advocate for recycling because I feel strongly about protecting the environment. 5. Use a variety of sentence structures. Instead of relying on simple sentences, incorporate complex structures to showcase your grammatical range. Example: while I understand the convenience of online shopping, I personally prefer the experience of visiting physical stores. Example from IELTS speaking test. Examiner: how do you feel about the increasing popularity of online learning? Candidate: I'm quite positive about it, actually. While traditional classrooms have their place, I think online learning offers greater flexibility and accessibility. For example, people in remote areas or those with busy schedules can benefit greatly from it. Tips for success. Expand your emotional vocabulary. Make a list of feelings and emotions with synonyms and practice using them in sentences. Practice expressing your opinions. Engage in discussions with friends or family on various topics, focusing on clearly stating your viewpoints. Record yourself speaking. This helps identify areas for improvement in your fluency and pronunciation. Listen to model answers. Pay attention to how experienced speakers express their feelings and structure their responses. Conclusion: how do you feel about questions are your opportunity to shine in the IELTS speaking test. By understanding the question, expressing yourself clearly, providing reasons, and showcasing your language skills, you can confidently tackle these questions and achieve your desired score. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.